Hey, this is Dr. Leon L. Yu, and the clinical patient last name is T-A-J, B as in boy, A-K-H-S-H. First name is M-A-S-O-U-M-E-H. Date of visit is October 21, 2022. Date of birth is March 23, 1956. So referring physician is Dr. P. G-H-A-R-A-G-O-Z-L-O-U. Next pair of dear doctor, G-H-A-R-A-G-O-Z-L-O-U. Z-L-O-U, I have the pleasure to see M-A-S-O-U-M-E-H today for initial evaluation for headaches. Next birth history present known as a patient is a 66-year-old female, current chief complaint of headaches. Of course, the majority of the history is provided by the daughter. Of course, according to the daughter, the patient has been having headaches for the last 2 to 3 years. Of course, that's been progressively worsening lately. First off, the majority of the headaches in the back of the head, also in the top of the neck. First off, headache intensity is a 67 out of 10. First off, it is a constant headache. First off, it's an everyday headache. First off, denies any hemiparesis, antibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First off, the patient had brain MRI done before. The daughter is also concerned there's a blood clot in the brain in Iran. There was an MRI done in Iran, and they were concerned about a blood clot. Next paragraph, a past medical history. Stroke at 26 years old. Past surgical history, right knee surgery. Next number. Current medication, dermatazepine, calcium, acetaminophen, vitamin D3, etoposatin, omeprazole, famotidine, montelukast. Next we have allergies. Patients allergic to cephalexin. Next we have a social history. Patients married. First off, patient has 3 children. First off, patient is currently not employed. First off, patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next we have family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. Review system. Patient has joint pain, muscle pain, numbness. Patient has joint pain, muscle pain, depression, and anxiety. First off, next we have impression. The chronic headache. First off, a suspect patient has chronic tension headache. Causing the back of the head to be painful. She also might have a cervicogenic headache, cause the back of the head pain. The daughter tells me that she got a brain MRI done before in Iran. It shows there's a possible quote unquote blood clot per daughter report. I'm not entirely sure what this blood clot is. The daughter will get me the brain MRI report from Iran. I will wait for it. The next part of our condition, explain to the patient and the daughter of the above diagnosis. Next number, we'll start a patient on Topamax, so 25 milligrams, 1 POQHS, for headache prevention. First, I'll explain to the patient common side effects from the Topamax, include sleepiness, drowsiness, sedation, numbness, tingling, and mental fogginess. First, I'll explain to him and let me know immediately if she develop any of the side effects. Next number, I will wait for the brain MRI report from Iran. I want to make sure this quote-unquote blood clot, is nothing serious. The daughter will get me the report. If we're not able to get the report, I'm going to consider repeat the brain MRI for the summer. We'll follow the patient on December 12, 2022. The next letter of the first marks of the identification. Next patient, last name is a V as in zebra, A-M-O-R-A. First name is Brandon, B-R-E-N-D-O-N. Date of the visit is October 14, 2022. Date of birth is May 20th, 1983. Next paragraph, referring physician is Lorena Tan, T-A-N. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Tan, I have the pleasure to see Brandon today for initial evaluation for sleep disturbance. Patient is a 39-year-old male, chief complaint of a loud snoring. Patient tells me that he's been having a lot of loud snoring. He's been having loud snoring for the last 7 years. If he's awakened once or twice a night, he was witnessed of a pauses of breathing during sleep. He choked himself awake. The patient usually go to sleep at 10 o'clock. I'm waking up at 10 o'clock and wake up at 8 a.m. For some patients, that may take up to 2 hours to fall asleep. But for some patients, also allows snoring with responses of breathing during sleep. But for some patients, sleep is non restorative. For some patients, wakes up with drooling in the pillow. For some patients, also sleepy, tired, and fatigued. For some patients, also significant excessive daytime sleepiness. And for some patients, frequently becomes drowsy when it's sitting, reading, watching television, kind of sitting inactive in a public place, kind of sitting as a passenger in a car for an hour without break, kind of lying down to rest in the afternoon when circumstances permit. So for some past medical history, patient did not list any past medical history next to a current medication. Patient did not list any current medication next to allergies, no known drug allergies next to a social history. Patient single with no children. For some patients, a web producer. For some patients, quit smoking a month ago. For some patients, drinks alcohol on a social basis. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next to family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition. Next to impression, witness fossils of breathing during sleep, severely loud snoring, comma, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, and comma, these are all signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea, post-op. Patient tells me that he would be gasping and waking himself up at night, post-op. This is likely obstructive sleep apnea, post-op. Next up, part of this marks identification. Next patient, last name is Zimmerman, Zebra, I-M-M-E-R-M-A-N, again. Z-I-M-M-E-R-M-A-N. First name is Brian, B-R-I-A-N. Again, B-R-I-A-N. Next paragraph. We phone doctor is allowing a Tan, T-A-N. Next paragraph. Dear Dr. Tan, I have the pleasure to see Brian today for initial evaluation for syncope episodes. The first patient tells me that he's been having syncope episodes. First patient tells me that he had multiple times since childhood. The first up started. First patient tells me that this happened 20 plus times since elementary school. First up patient is 52 years old. The first up. First up, this would happen when he's standing or sitting. First up, it hasn't happened for the last 15 years. First up, but recently it happened again 2 weeks ago. First up, he was in a wedding. First up, he was in a familiar place. It was in an unfamiliar place. First up, he was standing. Suddenly, he felt the lightheadedness and he fell down and hit the head. First up, a patient was witnessed of a seizure for about 20 seconds, witnessed by the wife. First up, currently denies any hemiparesis, antibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysautonomia, and dysphagia. First time, this patient tells me that 30 years ago, a patient seen a neurologist in the past for these syncope episodes. First time, patient tells me that workup was negative at that time. First time, he had EEG study done at that time. First time, next paragraph. Next paragraph, past medical history. Past medical history. Past medical history. Heart attack in 2000 and... past medical history, heart attack 2012. First up, patient had angioplasty performed. I'm sorry, patient had angiogram performed. First up, and he was told that everything was clean. First up, patient also, first up, next to paragraph, past surgical history, angiogram 2012. Next paragraph, current medication, none. Next paragraph, allergies, unknown drug allergies. Next paragraph, social history, patient has a 5 children. First up, patient is an engineer. First up, patient does not smoke. First up, patient drinks alcohol on a weekly basis. First up, family history. Both parents have had cancer. So first up, next paragraph, these do not put a review system. Next paragraph, impression. And next paragraph, diagnostic test. The brain MRI done in October 12th of 2022, comma, done at the LA Care Medical Center. First up, it shows small focal area signal abnormalities in the right occipital cortex is indeterminate. First up, favored to reflect subacute injury such as infarct. First up, Nyxoah corroborated that for ultrasound. That was done on October 12, 2022. First up, it shows no significant plaque or hemodynamically significant stenosis. The first up, next paragraph. Impressions of recurrent syncopal episodes. The first up, a patient has 20 plus times of syncopal episodes in the past. The first step, this has been happening since he was in elementary school. It did not happen for 15 years. The first step, however, 2 weeks ago, a patient was at a wedding. He was in an unfamiliar place. He was standing and suddenly fell dizzy and completely blacked out and fell and hit the head. The first step, a patient was witnessed of a seizure for about 20 seconds by the wife. Next quarter of a patient tells me that 30 years ago, my patient had seen neurologist at that time, but the workup was negative. Next paragraph, a patient also seen the cardiologist before, in 2014, that time I had an angiogram done, that time I was reportedly to be normal, according to the patient. The recent brain MRI that was done, shows that at Valley Care Medical Center, there was a small foci area. In the right occipital cortex, is indeterminate. I suspect that might be due to the fall and that he hit his head. Other differential diagnosis also include a subacute injury, such as an infarct. The carotid Doppler ultrasound was also done a few days ago. It was normal. Next paragraph, recurrent syncopal episode would include a neurocardiogenic syncope, cardiac arrhythmia, and seizure disorder. Next to our recommendation, I would schedule a patient for an EEG study, to evaluate for seizure. Also explain to the patient common signs and symptoms from acute stroke, which included hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. Explain to the patient, go to nearest emergency room if he develops any of those signs and symptoms. Also recommend patient to see a cardiologist to evaluate for the syncopal episodes. A patient likely need a cardiology workup, cardiology workup, to evaluate and rule out arrhythmias. In the past, a patient had done an angiogram in 2014. At that time, it was reportedly to be normal, according to the patient. Next paragraph. I'll follow up with the patient after the EEG study for 7 straight by the submarket mutation.